Kansas State University President Richard Myers says he has no real idea what his 2018 budget looks like. Myers says thought has been given to restoring some previous cuts, which would be a good thing. There's also some language that would give faculty and staff a 2% raise, which he says would be a really good thing.
But we don't know if any of that's going to come true. They're going to have to, when they come back, we'll hear how it goes. And they're going to have some kind of, apparently, a tax package, because tax revenue projections are not going to meet the budget expectations. So I remain pretty optimistic. I think the legislators in Topeka want to do the right thing in terms of higher education. They realize the importance of higher education to the state, to the region. This is what kind of fuels our state in many ways, all this talent. So I think they're going to do the right thing.
Do you have any idea how our funding compares with neighbors, say, in Missouri, Oklahoma, Nebraska?
I think we're all states almost across the nation, with a few exceptions, are under the same pressures. State budgets cutting support to higher education. And the larger debate, what is the public revenue role in higher education? That's the larger debate that's going on. I think if they look at return on investment, return on every state tax dollar you put in education, you can calculate this lots of ways, but it's somewhere around 10 or 11 in some estimates. So for every dollar, you get $10 or $11 paid back in terms of either economic activity or so forth. This is a good investment for the state. And I think people are realizing that, and especially here in Kansas, where we got a lot of really good things going for us. The most important thing we have going for us is our people. And as long as the people are well-educated, well-trained, then we're going to attract lots of business this way.
It's kind of hard, though, to get that return on investment if you don't have anything to invest in the first place, though.
True. That's true. Yeah. So are you talking about from what aspect
now? From taxes, from money for the university.
Right. Yeah. So I think a big part of what they're going to be talking about starting Monday, as I understand it, will be how they're going to change the tax scheme.
Kansas State, I think, has a unique role as a land-grant university. Are other land grants facing the same problems that we are?
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely they are. And in our land, you're right, we have a certain obligation to the state. We're the only university in the state that's in all 105 counties. So we touch virtually every county, a lot of people in this state with our research and extension. And I think we've been essential to progress in Kansas over the years. We have this really interesting mission, really important mission, I think, for the state. The other part of that is to make our education affordable to everybody, so first-generation students can come here to K-State and get a college education. We take that very, very seriously.
We talk about this almost every time we sit down and talk here. What happens to tuition if the budget is not increased, or if the budget is decreased?
So we have two parts to our revenue that our general use budget that go to the students and sports faculty and so forth. And part of that is the state component, a little over $150 million. Part of it is our tuition, over $200 million. And so if the state budget goes down, then you have to find other ways to make up for that revenue if you want to have the same offerings. So it's a balance. One of the things that's not thought about in there a lot are the fees, because a lot of the colleges have fees to enable them to do what they need to do. So there's the fee component of that. It's something we try to balance all the time to make sure that we're not pricing ourselves out of the market. And that's the fear, because some schools in some states are essentially private institutions. They're relying on tuition for most of their funding. We're not at that point yet. We're around 20% of our funding for that part of our operational budget is what we get, and then we have to make up the difference in tuition and fees. If it gets much lower, then we'll price ourselves out of the opportunity for a lot of first-generation people to come to Kansas State, and that'd be really bad for the state.
One of the things we've also talked about in the past is that it seems to me anyway that until the students and their parents are hit one way with this increased tuition, when it's hard for them, there's not going to be a lot of pressure on the legislature. Do you see it the same way?
Well, I think that's part of it. I think the other part of it is business leaders ought to be concerned, and they ought to think they're not getting their money's worth when we're not producing the talent that can meet the workforce demands of Kansas. The Board of Regents has what they call Foresight 2020, and it has the goals in there for the number of graduates to meet the known demand that we have here in the state of Kansas for college graduates. And we're not anywhere near to meeting that demand or the goal they have for the percentage of Kansans that they would like to have a higher education degree. So we're not meeting those goals, and we're not likely to in the near term. And a lot of that goes right back to funding.
So how many Kansans do the Board of Regents think ought to have degrees?
Let me say the number, and I'm going to put an asterisk by it. So this is as I remember reading it on the page, but I think it's like a little over 60% that they think ought to have some form of higher education. So it can be an associate degree, it can be a bachelor's degree, it can be a certificate for that matter, but that have to have some form of higher education, and we're not meeting that today.
Do you have any idea what percent we have right now?
No, I'd have to go back and look. There's a lot of numbers, and I just can't remember them all.
The regents, in their recent meeting, were looking at a number of different things. Part of it was what universities were wanting in the future, what maybe could be afforded, and that sort of thing. What did Kansas State put before the regents?
What we have before them right now is where we would like some help is with our geosciences program. Geosciences program is in one of our oldest buildings, Thompson Hall on campus. It's by not too far from Nichols, the old Nichols Gymnasium, Nichols. And they're out of research space. And geosciences is important because it deals with energy, which is part of one of the three big ones in our state for GDP, and water, which is one of the issues we, of course, have particularly in western Kansas. So it's important we are able to do research around those areas. It's also a career field that is growing. So we're not producing enough graduates to meet demand. So we need to renovate the classroom space in Nichols and Thompson, I'm sorry, and then build some new research facilities. And we have that in front of the legislature to, some of that will be done with philanthropy, some of it will be with bonds that will be backed by the state.
The regents also did some work with some changes in their regulations concerning the military and concerning out-of-state students. Is K-State have a role of any kind in those changes?
Well, in terms of the military, we're pretty low-key about how we deal with our veterans, but we're very aggressive out of the public limelight. I think it's about 14% of our students are veterans, and a larger number are military-related spouses or children of military members and so forth. So we have a large population that kind of comes from the military, if you will, and we have great programs, I think, for them. Tomorrow we're gonna cut the ribbon on the new Veterans Center over in the Student Union after the Student Union renovation. So we've got the head of the VFW is coming in from Washington, D.C. We've got other groups that are going to recognize the fact that K-State is a leader when it comes to taking care of our veterans, making sure they are accommodated properly here, and because they're a little different type of student in many cases, and we have to take care of some of the things that they need.
We had an incident on campus here recently with the posting of an anti-Semitic poster. Mm-hmm. What do you do about something like that?
So I think you have to be prepared that those incidents will happen. What we did is as soon as it reported, the poster came down, and I wrote a letter to campus this morning in K-State Today talking about our principles of community and that this was not consistent with that. And that the wider campus, that we find this disgusting, frankly. So, but can you stop it? No, you can't. We're an open campus. It was determined that the poster was not, this was not a hate crime or anything like that. We looked at that from that angle. It was just a disgusting poster that was clearly showed a lot of prejudice. And you just got to remind people that we're bigger than one-time incidents, frankly. We've got a body of work and a body of history here that makes us, we should be bigger than that.
So what happens if it turns out this was a Kansas State student that posted this?
It's free speech. So, you know, you can admonish them and say this, you know, it's inappropriate. You're not following our community principles, which are not enforceable by law for sure. But there are principles that 99% of K-Staters abide by. But on campus, the First Amendment protects things like this. That's the country we live in. We're able to say what we want to say.
I've seen some controversies elsewhere around the country concerning what students say and do sure. on campus. We don't seem to have that problem, or if we do, it's not very big. What makes the difference?
Well, I think, you know, I've thought about this. Could something like that happen at K-State? But generally, here in the Midwest, I think sort of our upbringing, our sort of practical outlook on life allows us to, and our general respect for other people sort of guides us away from that kind of behavior. Could it happen? Yes. And it's interesting because if you're denying somebody the right to speak, which many of these are around speech, it's unfortunate because that's fundamental to our democracy, the right to disagree. And hopefully we're educating people here at Kansas State that can critically think about the issues and come to their own conclusions. And so if somebody's way off track, one direction or the other, interesting to listen to you, thank you very much, see you later sort of thing. So I think we take it in a more, up to now, a little more practical approach. Maybe we're better critical thinkers and not so emotional about it. I don't know, but it could happen, and we just have to be careful. We don't want that kind of stuff to happen here at Kansas State University. It doesn't add to the education component of our student body, and that's what we're here to do.
That's the president of Kansas State University, Richard Myers. I'm Richard Baker.